So let's talk about the Apple iCloud hack, which has sort of been bubbling in the news for a while, and more little pieces are coming up. This, of course, was allegedly the Turkish crime family that said they they said they had a bunch of your credentials, and they, unless Apple gave them a bunch of money or a lot of iCloud or iTunes gift cards, they were going to brick people's phones or wipe them remotely.
It wasn't even a lot of money. It's a billion. It's like a $500 billion company. They asked for $32 in iTunes cards.
Yeah. So,
And I think that the important thing is, if you're going to do something like this, it's really important to have your name not sound like a Disney cartoon. You know, I think that's an important piece of the puzzle.
So, does Turkish crime family sound like a Disney?
And they're from
cartoon?
England, and I can't know if they mean the country or they mean the bird. I was really confused.
Yeah.
So should we be terrified?
That's the ISP they're using.
Yeah. Should we be terrified of this?
It is completely farcical, and we should be not terrified but concerned, because what looks like they did is a bunch of different companies have been breached. We know this for years, like Home Depot, Yahoo's lost upwards of hundreds of millions of account details. This looks specifically like LinkedIn and LastFM databases. And people, even without thinking about it, use the same password. They write a password for LinkedIn, and because they don't want to remember many passwords, they use the same password for iCloud or the same password for LastFM. So they found these breaches. They decided to try them on iCloud, found that they worked, and then bingo, they get into iCloud accounts, and they decided they wanted to make money off of this. And the fastest way they could think of was to say, Apple, give us all your iTunes cards, or we're going to wipe out and lock these accounts. So iCloud has not been breached. No one's broken into Apple servers. But because, despite all the education and the best practices and the warnings we give, people do reuse their passwords, there are going to be a lot of people whose accounts are now vulnerable, and they might not even remember that they're vulnerable. So I think don't be panicked, but unless you are absolutely sure your password is long, strong, unique, and generated with 1Password, LastPass, or something else that can spit out pseudo-random chunks, go and change your password, and please, please, please turn on 2-factor authentication, because that'll help prevent a lot of future shenanigans.
I think the upshot of these stories is kind of like when you hear about a home fire somewhere near your town. It doesn't mean that your house is the next to go, but it does remind you that, okay, when was the last time I changed the batteries in my smoke detectors? And hey, wait a minute, I bought those smoke detectors when I moved in here 12 years ago. Maybe I should replace them. And every time there's a story like this about a breach of passwords, Renee's right, it usually winds up being something that the humans did wrong, meaning you yourself choosing, okay, the last password I chose was 123456. If I change the 1 to a letter I, that'll foil everybody. And no, they'll get it. So that gives you an idea to think that maybe I should do an audit of my passwords and either check to make sure that everything that I log into every single day has a unique and really good password, or maybe if you're not using 1Password or another password manager, this is a good time to start thinking about that.
I don't even know how I survive without LastPass for me, but whether it's 1Password or LastPass, we use it, you know, company wide, and I don't there's so many passwords that are required, and I don't understand how, I don't even know how you and there's no way really. What I would say is pick one, whether it's 1Password or LastPass, pick a password manager. You got to use one if you're going to really do much on the internet, because there's no way that you can create a lot of passwords that you can remember for each site, unless you write them down, which of course defeats the whole idea. And I agree with Renee. Two-factor is important. I think that we just have to realize that we're getting out of the time when things were okay to, and you didn't have to be worried about this. You pretty much have to be worried about it all the time. You know, this is the next frontier of terrorism. we just have to really understand that's going on. Go ahead.
It's like the real world. Let's say you never have the same key for your house. You would never have the same key for your house and your cottage and your kid's high school locker and your gym locker. Like, you just wouldn't use one key for that, because if you lost it, people would suddenly get into everything. And that's a real world example of this. Just don't have the same key for all of your internet accounts. And it sounds ludicrous, but people think it's inconvenient and they don't like the idea. And it's, you know, but you seriously think about it like it's your house key. You want to make sure it's unique and it's really good.
Yeah. Well, that's the weakness of humans is the hysterically funny underpinning of everything. It not only affects users who choose really bad passwords, but it also means that, like, even your bank and other services, they understand that people hate passwords and they lose passwords. And when someone's trying to hack a specific account, they can exploit that person can exploit that by saying, "Hi, it's my wife who set up our iTunes account, and we just set it up, and she needs me to go do this, but I know she's told told me to write it down, but I didn't write it down. And so I have my address. I can give you my social security number to prove who I am. Can you just like reset my password and change it to our new address? Because, oh, God, we changed from Google Mail to Apple because the Google Mail is doing so badly. And because these tech support people are basically programmed to say, oh, yes, people are idiots. They forget passwords. This happens all the time. They go into, oh, don't worry, sir. We'll help you. We'll change your email address to you to this new address you've given me. We'll reset your password and send you an email address to reset it. It's just, it really is a big flubadoo situation.
Okay, so long passwords, strong passwords, password manager, two-factor. Do you also think you should regularly change your password? Like, do any of you have like some sort of maintenance where like every 2 months or 3 months or once a year you go through and change your most important passwords?
I used to, because when I worked in enterprise, we had policies, we had an Exchange server, and the Exchange server would mandate that you change it every so often. But again, like to Andy's point, humans ruin everything because they would figure out the minimum number of passwords you could cycle, write them down on a piece of paper, literally on top of their desk, and then just go, okay, --6, and then just use that one again. So I think it's important to do it. Like I try to get people to do it once a year because that doesn't seem too inconvenient. But I think the companies, like right now, if you change an iCloud password, it's theoretically transparent, but it really starts hitting a lot of services. And then every phone, every iPad, every Mac you have, sometimes FaceTime and iMessage will ask you separately. Sometimes iCloud Drive will. And it becomes a lot of overhead. So I think absolutely, if you have a reason for concern, like there is a breach like this of unrelated accounts that happen to the same password and you're not 100% sure, change your password. Otherwise, make it national password change day in your house every new year or every spring cleaning day. And then you'll do it as a family as part of that project.
I have to admit, I tend to update it sitting in when I'm waiting for planes, you know, like, I have nothing to do. And so I'll change a bunch of passwords. And that's, I don't know if that's the best. I only do it, by the way, when I change those passwords, being a little paranoid myself, I only do it when I'm connected via my phone or something. I won't use the airport Wi-Fi. That's probably not. To me, that's a big open gate.
I do set a recurring item on my calendar for really like my bank password, my main email password, my private servers. Those are things where I do have an email alert that pops in to say, oh, by the way, have you changed these passwords? I don't change everything, but nonetheless, if you're not diligent, there are times where things auto-complete and auto-fill in makes you forget that maybe you chose this password 8 years ago before you decided that 4 letters is no longer strong enough. And so you'll be surprised that I was still using a really old password on something that was not important when I signed up for this 9 years ago, because I signed up for it just to try it out. But now I found myself using it over and over and over again. And that's when I realized, oh, perhaps it shouldn't be that name of that movie character that everybody knows I like. And, you know.
Oh, Google bought that financial investing company. Maybe Logan shouldn't be my password.